Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Gittin Ayin Gimel, Gittin 73a, pagination is 145. Starting from the Gemara, about 15 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Tanu Rabbanan Zegiteich. We understand in financial matters that there are different types of transactions in terms of the responsibility that the seller takes regarding what it is that he's selling. There is basic transaction in which he really doesn't take responsibility, unless of course he's lying or mekach taos. Then there are cases where he takes achrayus, responsibility, that if somebody else claims that this item is theirs, and through some sort of lien, ends up having a claim on the property. So he's taking responsibility, and that type of responsibility takes on different levels. And then there's a case called ones, which is considered really beyond the power and responsibility of the seller. And in many cases, as the Mechaber writes in Choshen Mishpat, Resh Chof Hei Se'if Beis, Ein HaMocher Chayiv Ba'achrayis Ones, certain types of ones, accident-like types of claims against the land, the seller does not take responsibility. However, Bameh Devarim Amurim, when was this said? B'shelo Hisna Imo. If he didn't make a condition that he's accepting onsin, even these more far-fetched types of claims, that he's not making a specific statement of responsibility towards them. But if he did make a specific statement of responsibility to them, then he would be responsible. Our way of thinking would presumably be, and we'll see this in the Gemara, that some people viewed it like this. Once you say, I take upon myself even the responsibility of onsin accidents, one would think that you are responsible no matter what. And it doesn't matter what happens, what we call an act of God, something that's totally unexpected occurs, one might think that you're still responsible because, after all, you took responsibility even for onsin. And the concept that our Gemara introduces is that even after a person accepts all responsibility, it's only all responsibility on things that would occur to a person that they might happen. Even if they're not normal, even if they're not his responsibility, he's accepting upon himself. Those are the conditions. But if something would occur that's so far-fetched that it never occurred to him that that could happen, then indeed he would be absolved and not responsible. And our starting point for this Gemara, as in Maseches Gittin, is going to be a case of a conditional get. The Gemara says, Zegiteich mehayom, this shall be your get, your divorce, a man says to his wife, from today, while I'm still alive, imesi mecholize, if I die from this illness. V'nafal habayis alav, and the house fell on him. And that's how he died. Awikisho nachash, or a snake bit him. Eino get, it's not considered a get, because it's considered that the condition was not fulfilled. Now, there is an approach in the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings, that one could argue that the reason it doesn't work is because if you're medayik in his wording, you could infer if he dies from this illness. But if he dies from a different cause, then it's not a get. But our Gemara doesn't even approach it like that. Our Gemara does not make that distinction. Our Gemara assumes that dying from the illness, from anything, if he doesn't get up from this illness, all of that would fulfill the condition of the get. The problem here is, and the reason it's not going to be a get, is because a house falling in or being bitten by a snake, lomasik adaite, didn't enter his mind, and he didn't consider that a fulfillment of the condition. When he created the condition, it wasn't to include these far-fetched cases. As the Gemara says three lines later, Shalchu mitam, the message was sent, Achlo ari, if a lion would eat him in such a conditional case, Ein lanu, you cannot claim that the get is a valid get definitively, the way we paskin in halacha, kuf mem hei, vav, harezu safek migureshes. Such cases will be doubtful. Gerushin, it's not definitive, because it's hard to say that he included such far-fetched cases in his condition when he made it, such that it should be considered a fulfillment. When he says, if I die from this illness, he has to die in a way at the time of this illness that is normal. Something that is so far-fetched is considered the type of ones that's off the charts. Now that we're on the topic of this concept that there could be an ones that's off the charts, that's lo asik adaite, that didn't enter his mind, we're going to continue with two financial matter type cases. Now, keep in mind that when we talk about ones gomor and acts of God, some people think, am I responsible or am I not responsible? And the key over here is really not if he's responsible or not. It's an ones. It was something out of his control, not attributable to his responsibility. The question is simply, did it occur to him that this is a reasonable possibility that it could happen, such that when he said, I take upon myself even the responsibility of onsen, was this type of event included? Again, on an ones, straightforward halacha, he would probably be potter. But because he took responsibility on onsen, did he take responsibility even of such a case? So let's do the first financial case. Hahu gavra dazavan ara lechavre, a person sold a property to his friend, kibel alei kol onsa demisyalid, and he accepted any ones that will develop. Lesof afiku banara, the end was that the king decided to route the river through this field. Asa lekamei de Ravina, Ravina's reaction was, Amar lezil shafilei, you have to make good on the sale, because you took responsibility for anything that would happen. Amalei Ravacha bar Tachlifa leRavina, they objected in the Gemara because onsa de lo shechiyahu, it's an ones that's not reasonable to expect. It's really far fetched, and he didn't take that on his shoulders when he worded it. No matter what. Ones occurs. Igalgo milsa, the topic developed. Umata lekame de Rava, it came in front of Rava. Omaluhu, onsa de lo shchiyahu, it's not a normal ones, and therefore he did not take responsibility for such a case. Dropping down to about 13 lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Berei, Rav Yeshua, Zavan Shum Shemi. These rabbis bought seeds, a supply of it, agida the Nahar Malka. It was by the river Malka. Agur Malchi la'avurinu, and they hired shipmen to take it over the river. Kabilu alayu kol onsa demisyalid, and they accepted, no matter what happens, we're taking responsibility. L'sof istachar Nahar Malka, the end was that the entire river was stopped up. You couldn't go by the river. And we understand that going by the river is much easier than having to take a land route. That's the explanation of all the canals. It's the explanation of so many things in shipping. Until the modern railroad, going on the river was a viable option. Going by the land route was a whole different product. Amruluhu, but they told them, a guru chamri, hire donkeys, afkinu nelon, and you're going to have to bring the product to us by land. So kabiltu alaychu kolonsa demisyalet, because you took responsibility no matter what happens. Also lekame de Rava, again, this shaila too was brought in front of Rava. Amalu, and he told them, kaki chiyure, with all due respect, mishalche galimi de inchi, you're trying to extract something from them that you're not entitled to. Onsa de lo shchiyahu, it's an ones that's not expected. And again, the concept of an ones, even if he took it upon himself, is on things that could occur to a person, might happen. But in this case, it's so far out that when they took responsibility for onsen, this was not included. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.